I'd like to talk with all of you right now about something that is unusually political for me to discuss on the Lunduk Journal of Technology site. I usually try to keep all the political stuff very separate from the tech stuff, right? Politics over here, tech over there. That way you can avoid the politics if you want to just enjoy the tech. But there is a pattern. And I want to talk about it a little bit because this isn't traditional right versus left politics. And this specifically is about political stuff as it relates to technology. So bear with me here for a moment, because I don't think whether you're left or right or up or down or forward or back in your political spectrum, I don't think anyone is going to be offended by anything I say here today. Over the last several years, we've seen a pattern where some of the organizations and companies and individuals who have traditionally fought for online rights, online security, personal right to privacy, and other things that I think you, me, and almost all of us are really strongly for, where those individuals have gotten extremely worked up against something that they say is going to just destroy the internet, right? There's always something coming along that's going to destroy the internet. And it's something political always, right? A great example of this is net neutrality legislation. So net neutrality legislation comes and goes and different people support it and oppose it and push it in different ways. And everyone in like the EFF and multiple other privacy respecting organizations, many of which do really excellent work, just got hysterical. I mean, just frothing hysterical about net neutrality. Like, if we don't have good net neutrality rules and legislation, the internet will be destroyed. They literally told us. The EFF put out articles and videos and podcasts where they told us point blank that if we don't get good, strong net neutrality legislation, there's almost no doubt that we will be unable to browse the internet because certain sites will go so crazy slow and governments will use weird censorship powers to make it so they throttle how much bandwidth like various sites get. And so sites talking about free speech issues will be basically pushed off the internet. They won't be allowed to exist. And then when net neutrality legislation went away, they freaked out. They're like, this is it. This is the end. And I remember I put out a show that was something along the lines of net neutrality, no big deal, or something like that. That was something along those lines. I think you can find it in the video archive over on lunduk.locals.com. And I put that video out. This was many years back. And the backlash that I got over that, it wasn't really getting into, you know, left or right politics at all. It was just talking about what net neutrality is and why it probably wasn't an end of the world situation, but it was something we could talk about and kind of hash out and might make sense in certain. Anyway, it wasn't as big of a deal as everyone said it was. It certainly wasn't the end of the internet like the EFF and so many others said on a daily basis. I mean, they were frothing, freaking out. Well, the net neutrality legislation just kind of petered out. We were at a point where there just wasn't net neutrality anymore, and no problems, none. It was fine. like any issues were minor and taken care of by whatever mechanisms, and it was fine. It was no big deal, right? And this sort of thing happens every couple of years. There's some sort of legislation or lack of legislation that comes along that would impact, at least to a certain degree, online internet security or internet traffic or bandwidth or something. And the same group of individuals and organizations come out every single time and say that this is like the end of the world. Like, this is it. We're gonna die. The internet's dead if this doesn't happen, or if this does happen. And every single time it's a freak out sort of session. And the latest one is happening right now is the Kids Online Safety Act, Act, or COSA. And I'm seeing just huge numbers of people, including the EFF and many others, just losing it over COSA. And so I spent some time digging through the actual current bill as it is published. And it's not great, but it's not horrible. It's got some good and it's got some bad. Ultimately, my feeling on COSA is not the end of the world, probably doesn't go far enough in certain areas, probably goes too far in other areas, but it's kind of a mixed bag. It's okay. As far as legislation goes, which most of which, let's be honest, do you like politics? I mean, do you like politicians? Do you feel like politicians are out there writing really quality, easy to read, succinct legislation? No, I mean, they write legislation that's like a million miles long and it's always overly complicated and all sorts of things. Whether you're on the left or right, we all agree on that. Well, COSA is kind of similar. And if I was a politician, would I vote for it or not? I don't know. But it's not the end of the world. And so I saw this tweet over, or this X post, or whatever you want to call it now, from Startpage. And Startpage, of course, is a privacy-respecting search engine, which I think is great, right? Startpage is one of many search engines that I think is fantastic. It's got some pluses and minuses, but again, it's quality. I like that there's multiple privacy-respecting search engines out there. The more, the merrier, I think. Anyway, so I follow Startpage on X to see when they have, you know, new announcements or new revisions or whatnot, and they posted this. If you're not already familiar with the Kids Online Safety Act, COSA, it's time for you to read up and take action. They posted a little picture here. It says, remove your hand from the box and you die. And the guy asks, what's in the box? And it says, politicians talking about protecting kids while they try to ban privacy tools and free speech. And they said, the guy rips his hands out of the box. I'm like, oh okay. All right. I get what they're going for with that. And many other places, the EFF and whatnot, have said flat out that COSA is going to just like destroy online privacy. That if COSA passes, you will no longer have privacy on the internet and it will be a complete destruction of the First Amendment. Okay. But wow, that's a big statement, right? Like, okay, is it really going to be all that? And so I responded. You know, COSA is most certainly an imperfect bill. It is. I don't think I've ever read a perfect bill, right? But the core of it is fairly reasonable. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it's straightforward. The core of it is parental control of minors using online services. So parents have to have a mechanism to be able to control and monitor what minors post, read, and do using online services. And that no advertising of age-restricted products can be done to minors. Those are the two core pieces of the legislation, as is their goal. The age-restricted products really means things like you can't advertise vodka to a four-year-old. And you can't advertise, I don't know, cigarettes and chewing tobacco to a six-year-old, right? Like, that's really what it is. And those are even, like, some of the examples given in the bill and in some of the supplementary material. And I'm like, okay, I just don't think most people are going to object to either of those things. You know what I mean? Like, most parents are going to be like, yeah, yes, I should be able to have good parental controls over what my kids do online. And a good argument could be made that, well, maybe your kids shouldn't be online, which Lunduke would agree with. Shoot, I don't let my kids have access to, you know, TikTok and Twitter and YouTube and all these other things. I don't let them on Facebook. I don't let them do that sort of thing because they're my kids and I want to protect them from stuff that I don't want them to have access to. But the reality is a lot of parents do let them have access to it for a variety of services like that, for a variety of reasons. Not here to judge that today. Letting those parents have some sort of parental controls over that does make a certain amount of sense. So I stated that, and Startpage responded, and they said, good intentions don't excuse bad outcomes. Outlawing privacy measures for everyone doesn't make kids or anyone safer online. Now, which again, feels like a bit of an overreaction to me. Because the COSA bill, while it does create a scenario where for some services, you might need to provide proof of age in order to use the service. And that sort of thing is already happening. Certain adult materials in many states, including the state I live in and many others, you have to provide proof of your age in order to be able to access it. Much like you would have to provide proof of your age to buy alcohol or tobacco or drive a car, that sort of thing. And so then the debate really becomes, is the internet at a certain stage where we can allow it to continue to be a little bit of a Wild West lawless area, which there are many good excuses. Okay, good excuses is a wrong way to put it. Good reasons to have it be that. And I know a lot of the people, including StartPage and the EFF and many others, want that, where they want people to be completely anonymous online. But has it evolved enough and matured enough where it really does need to be regulated enough that people can provide proof of age, proof of citizenship, proof of residency in order to use certain kinds of services, right? And I don't, like, let's say you're going to file your taxes on the internet. Well, you have to kind of, you have to be able to know certain information to be able to file your taxes on the internet. You know, in theory, that has to be the case. If you want to renew your driver's license online, in theory, you should have to know enough private information that it's that you are the only person that can do that. In theory, and I know it's easy to work around. But same thing with like purchasing marijuana online or purchasing alcohol online. Should you or purchasing opioids online? You can do it. Should you need to be able to prove your age in order to accomplish that? And where you live, because laws are different in different countries and in different states. Well, I mean, it does seem to be like, yeah, if the internet is simply an extension of the rest of the world we live in, then yeah, the same laws have to apply, right? So anyway, it's a reasonable debate to have. If the COSA law passes, will you be able to log in to Twitter and tweet? Yes. Will you be able to log into Facebook and your Google account and continue to check your email and read blog posts and read your latest Substack or Locals or YouTube or Rumble? Yes. Yes to all of that. Will there potentially be a requirement where if you are accessing certain age-restricted material that you have to provide a verification of your age? Well, yes, that might be the case. And I can see where someone might object to that, but that's kind of the debate we're having. That's why the law is up. It's up for debate and it's up for a vote of whether or not it makes sense in order to protect minors within this country. Is it reasonable to ask for proof of your age and residency of adults? I mean, it's the same thing for, you know, alcohol purchases or whatnot. Now you may feel one way on it, and you over there may feel another way on it. And I feel like that's okay. Those are okay debates to have. But what's fascinating here is the same groups of individuals, every time pretty much any internet or technology-related legislation comes up, it's always they pick one side and the sky is falling, like the end, right? So like StartPage and EFF and so many other groups have come out and stated flat out that basically this is it. If this passes, there will be no more security or privacy on the internet. Because according to StartPage, this would be outlawing privacy measures for everyone. And the EFF has said similar things. Like, whoa, I don't want to lose privacy measures. I don't think my privacy measures should be outlawed at all. So let's not outlaw privacy. But that's not really what's happening. It is once again an overreaction. And much like when spoke out and said, you know what, maybe we're making too big of a mountain out of this molehill that is net neutrality. Yes, there might be some upsides and downsides either way, but we're not talking about the end of the internet here. I put that video out many years back and oh boy, did I get it. I mean, they let me have it. I didn't hear the end of that one for months on end. I had sponsors back then. And my sponsors got screamed at over the phone because I put out a video saying that net neutrality, not that big of a deal. And that's the, oh my gosh, that was like the worst thing I could have possibly said. Now, did I attack any politicians? Nope. Did I say that anyone was wrong for opposing it or supporting it? Nope. I just said it wasn't that big of a deal. We're going to be okay. And people just went after me like I needed to die. In the end, I was proven 100% right. The Earn It Act, which is a whole different thing, I came out and many people like the EFF, go ahead and look up that one, said that the Earn It Act will destroy everything. No, it's not. COSA, man, this latest one, COSA, it's going to destroy us all. The internet is going to die. We're doomed if COSA passes. No, it's not. And likewise, are we doomed if COSA doesn't pass? No, we're not. The internet's going to be fine. Now, there's many things that could cause the internet to collapse, including random cut cables, DNS routing issues, all sorts of manner of problems that we've seen come to pass recently, technical issues, real issues that could take the internet out. None of these bills will. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to come a point where some piece of legislation will come along that could pose an actual existential threat to the internet. But it's not any of these. It's definitely not the let's not advertise tobacco to a four-year-old bill. Now, I recognize that this is a bit political because we're talking about politics, but I feel like it's worth discussing from a purely party neutral standpoint, right? That oftentimes the organizations and people that are here to protect the internet, that champion the internet, privacy, security, and the like, and interoperability and open standards, those same organizations have a tendency to freak out to an intense degree over the most bizarre things. And then they don't freak out enough over stuff that really does cause problems. And it's weird. It's weird to watch it. Now watch, over the coming days and coming weeks, you're going to see the EFF and many, many other organizations really freak out about COSA. Watch them do it. Watch the language that they use while they're doing it. And they will do a very good job of presenting their case of why COSA will destroy planet Earth and the internet will die. And the only people allowed on the internet will be whoever it is that you don't like. Right? That's what it's going to be. But mark my words, come back to this video when all's said and done, after COSA passes or doesn't pass, come back to this video. And mark my words, the internet's still here. You can still use social media. You can still access your email account and your Dropbox or whatever service you use. And you can still watch streaming video. And you can still Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount, whatever, to your heart's content. Mark my words, that will be the case. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes, across the inner tubes, and whatever the heck your political affiliation is. I love all of you. I do declare. End broadcast.